Martini time. Yeah, that's right. We're back again for another year of this. It is Happy Hour at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Yeah, like it or not. Sean Cantwell, Adam Harahawk back here with you as we broadcast live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City.
Did we ever find out if this was the third or fourth time we've done this?
It's at least the fourth.
Fourth.
Maybe more, honestly.
We're here in the merchant building here at Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds, and they just keep moving us farther and farther away. We're in the very last spot by the door. It's great.
Hey, you complain, but there's a nice little breeze going this year.
Yeah. We were worried about being hot, but that's not the case. Rain subsided. That's good.
Right? Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't subside quite soon enough for you to not have to trudge through in the worst of it. It's very rare I feel bad for you for, well, pretty much anything.
But you know what?
But in this case,
we always have at least one day of bad weather. I'd rather do it now, get it over with.
Rather now than Friday when you've got, you know, a Schwabo blowing around here trying to hold down the fort.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I peaced out, man. I am 100% sure I drove through a tornado that day.
You and me both, dude. Because it was much the same for me. Like, when I left here that night, like, I got pinned in, like, on Columbiaville Road in between. Like, I got to about, okay, Sawdust Corners Road. Like, all right, I might make it home okay. And then all hell broke loose between Columbiaville Road 24 and Columbiaville.
Yeah, I was right around the same area.
A tree branch fell in front of me. A tree limb fell behind me. This is how I died. This is how I'm getting Final Destination today. That's what's happening.
I was driving down the same road, same area, and it was so dark. I'm thinking, oh, Frodo's got the ring or something, man. It's not something out of Harry Potter. It was bad. I should have just went to my cousin's, but yeah, I'm going to go ahead and drive through it. My Chevy Cruze can handle, and it did handle it, but wow, I was white-knuckling it the whole way.
Oh, yeah. I it's very rare that I've white-knuckled. That's probably the second worst ever.
Yeah.
The worst was this last winter driving during that last bad ice storm we had.
Oh, yeah.
Where I literally went off M24 no less than three times.
Oh, yeah, I can't handle snowstorms. I hate them.
I can deal with snow okay, not with ice. As it turns out, what I didn't know at the time was that my wheels were not aligned at all.
Oh.
So that's why, like, you know, my car was pizzing when it should have French fried, and so I had a bad time.
Okay. I see.
Like, that's no bueno. Like, no wonder I was running off the road all the time. I didn't realize that till well after the fact, but.
Yeah, I had a problem this winter, too, but that's because my tires were, they came with the car.
Oh, wow. How old's that car again?
It's a 2012. But, I mean, it came in the car when I bought it, and that was in 2020. Something like that.
Right. I don't think I've had this car quite that long, but it's been long enough.
Yeah.
Long enough that it shouldn't be that I probably should have gotten them replaced before I ultimately did, but they were good years. So, I mean, you know, they hung in there for a good long time.
Yeah, those will be good tires. I drive a car until you can't drive it no more. I mean, I know some people out there who are always getting new cars. My brother, he leases cars. He gets cars he's got a new car all the time. I'm thinking, I can't do that. He's like, you ought to just lease. I'm like, no way. You're never without a car payment.
Yeah, I would never want to do that. Like, Rachel bought brand new a 24 Ford Escape.
That's a nice car, too. A vehicle, I should say.
Oh, yeah. Very, very nice. She's very happy with it and does not regret her decision in any way, shape, or form.
No.
But definitely is one of those things where she bought it and, like, she thought about leasing. Like, it's not any cheaper to do that, and then you're just always going to have a car payment. And, yeah, the hell with that.
Well, what got worse with my brother, he no longer leases. He owns, because his last lease, he had a certain sort of mileage, and then they would charge him per mileage. Well, then he transferred jobs. And so he was driving more, and he was about upside down in that lease.
Oh.
That's something that you just got to look out for.
Yeah, no, can't be having that. Because, like, yeah, they hold you a lot on mileage. And Rach has decided her car is the one that we're taking vacationing because, don't get me wrong, the solid state station vehicle works well enough.
Yeah.
But there's a whole thing where the back, the trunk doesn't open and we tent camp.
Ah.
So that's just not doable at all.
No es bueno.
Very no es bueno. But we are out at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. We're out here for the duration of the week. We'll be out here through at least Friday. I know we've got, there's all sorts of fun events. Tonight's the Monster Trucks, sponsored by Tri-County Equipment. This is where I tell you that you could have gotten in for $15 if you got here before 2 o'clock. But, well, you're a little late on the draw there, unfortunately. But tomorrow, thanks to our good friends at the County Press, you can get in for $15 before 2 o'clock. After 2, it's $20 to get in, which is still a hell of a value for everything you're getting because that gets you the rides, that gets you access to the grandstand events and all the petting zoo and the whole bit. Like, all that is included as part of your getting in. For what it's worth, though, we got to throw this out. No re-entry on Friday or Saturday. You're lucky today. Well, as lucky as you can get, considering that you pulled up here in the middle of a torrential downpour.
I sure can pick a time, can't I?
You really can. Like, it's about 3:30 he pulls up here, and the sky is just opened up. I see lightning. Like, this is my radio partner is going to get electrocuted today. And it's really nice because you're carrying the computer monitor through this.
Yeah,
like,
and some metal chairs.
Right? You know, making sure you're nice and grounded there. I appreciate that. But that was a fun load in there. But tomorrow, if you want to get in, it is the re-entry is allowed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. $20 to get in after 2 o'clock, and $25 for Friday and Saturday. But so much fun stuff here. We'll be here for the next 4 days, so we'll have plenty of time to tell you about all of it, and maybe we'll run down some of the events and things coming up here in a little bit. Right now, though, here's Jet, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. It's Happy Hour live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair. There's Hot Hot Heated, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. We're broadcasting live. It is Happy Hour, live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City. All sorts of fun stuff going on this week. Tonight, Monster Jam, Monster Truck, sponsored by Tri-County Equipment. Tomorrow night, they've got their rodeo, sponsored by the good folks at RCI Electrical Contracting. Tomorrow, if you get in before 2, $15 to get in, $20 after 2, and that gives you everything. That's your rides, grandstand events, parking, petting zoo, all that included in your entry fee to get in here. And then on Thursday, thanks to Ray C's, Harley Davidson, and Lapeer, all veterans and active duty get in free from noon until 7. And that night is the Figure 8 Trailer Racing, sponsored by Novak Supply and Equipment. Then the Bump and Run Friday night, sponsored by our friends at Colta Real Estate. Then Saturday, the Demolition Derby. Most fun part of the whole week, really. Sponsored by Great Clips. Apparently a payout of $17,000 for that thing, which I guarantee you is at least like 10 times the total of what the entrants paid for their vehicles.
Yeah. I always love seeing them getting brought in on flatbeds. And you just know they're in for some. That old Sunfire that we bought for about a couple weeks for Dorothy to drive, somebody came and bought that for a bump and run.
Well, quite frankly, it wasn't good for much else. I'm actually kind of amazed. You know, I had a Dodge Neon at one point.
Oh, God.
The Screaming Metal Death Trap, we called it. I can say all this because we don't have a Dodge dealer that sponsors this show. That thing is a 95, and so it would have been, 2009, 8, somewhere in there when I got this thing.
Yeah.
And it was not in great shape. Like, there were electrical issues aplenty. Like, one night I was down in Detroit for a concert. Driving back home, I'm on I-75. It's 11 o'clock at night. The car just shuts off.
Like the engine?
The engine, the lights, the everything. On I-75 in the middle of the night. Thankfully, it fired right back up. But, like, another one of those times where I'm getting final destination here, aren't I? Like, that's what's about to happen to me.
It's like the car just gave up its soul right there.
Pretty much, man. It felt like it. But that thing I ended up selling to my my boss at the time, and I'm pretty sure he ended up using that thing in a demolition derby. Because that, quite frankly, is the only thing that car was good for at that point. But that's all the fun grandstand stuff going on this week here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City. Come hang out with us. We have prizes. We've got T-shirts. We've got stickers. We've got, apparently, I'm told that our terrestrial friends at WTGV 97.7, where we're going to be on tomorrow from 3 to 6, by the way, they are supposed to be bringing us a bunch of swag to give away.
Nice.
I think T-shirts, I think a gift certificate or two. They've got a stay for a night at any Red Roof Inn in the country.
Ooh.
If you're feeling like getting real fancy. Yeah, those guys come with the real good prizes. And yeah, we're just scraping out of the closet. I might have an airplane bottle of Jack Daniels. Like,
here you go, sir. Little kid. Yeah. Officer.
So all of that fun. And the good news is I'm pretty sure it looks like the severe weather threat is done for the afternoon. We'll get a full check of the forecast coming up next. Here is happy hour at the Eastern Michigan State Fair on Solid State Radio.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food.
Cold drinks.
Keno.
Six pool tables.
Pinball.
Darts.
Air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadon's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadon Lounge.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy and the MAB.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park located right next to the historic Pix Theater starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Before you dig in Michigan or put a shovel in the ground, you gotta call Miss Dig
811.
They'll have the pros look around. Before you dig that garden in the sun, keep yourself safe, dial 811. It's a law that keeps you safe and your project sound from all of the dangers that are hidden underground. Keep your digging in Michigan safe and fun. Call Miss Dig 811. Keep digging in Michigan safe and fun. Call Miss Dig 811.
Sponsored by Miss Dig 811 and the MAB.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit?
Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free, confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hey group, it's Uncle Salem here. Join me every Saturday on solidstateradio.net and every Thursday on Spock Rock Radio for Blank Generation. Punk, metal, weirdness, and all kinds of mayhem. See you there, 6 p.m. Saturday.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, Play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
I'm Julie Lopez with Crime Stoppers. Have you ever wondered what to do if you have information about a crime or the whereabouts of a felony fugitive and you want the police to know but you need to remain anonymous? Well, here's what you can do. You can go to p3tips.com or download the mobile app. You can go to Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County's Facebook page and click on the Leave an Anonymous Tip tab, or you can call 1-800-422-JAIL. All methods are anonymous, and if your help leads to a felony arrest, you may be eligible for a cash reward. Remember, your voice matters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Day Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food,
cold drinks,
keno,
six pool tables,
pinball,
darts,
air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
Solid State weather for the rest of the afternoon. You're looking at possible scattered showers and thunderstorms, but it looks like the worst of that has rolled on past Samurai City, at least. There are still a possibility of some scattered showers and thunderstorms, and there's another line that's right now about halfway between Lansing and Grand Rapids that looks like that's bound for the Lapeer, Genesee County area tonight sometime after about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Your high today, getting up to around 77. Tonight, a low of 65. Tomorrow, a shower or two around the area in the morning and partly cloudy in the afternoon hours with a high of 77 and a low of 57. Then Thursday, we finally get just sunshine. Sun, a few clouds, no slight chance of rain or anything. High of 78, low of 53. Then for Friday, sunny with a high of 80 and a low of 57. Right now, 84 in Flint, 84 in the Tri-Cities, 76 in Sandusky, where they're currently getting pounded by that same system we got hit with about an hour ago. And 77 right here in lovely Imlay City at the Eastern Michigan State Fairgrounds. Here's Blink-182, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Come see us in the Merchant Building at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight. Greta Van Fleet at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is happy hour, broadcasting live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City. We, you know, it's funny because I, in my wandering around here during the last bit, deciding which unfortunate businesses we're going to harass over the course of these next several days. You know, I happen to, you know, wander around, and apparently every other station this business is at here, like. Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Like, Tony Brie flagged me down in one corner. Maggie Meadows from 103.1 station out there somewhere. Apparently, the station that we're going to be on tomorrow is also out there. Like, I'm just waiting for this to turn the big oldest radio, like, Battle Royale, like in Anchorman. Which one of us is going to end up with the trident? Probably Trabo.
I could take on Bob.
Oh, so like everyone knows, like this is the place to be this week, man. Like you can't beat all the fun stuff you get access to when you get in here. I mean, you've got all the grandstand events going down. We'll run down that whole list again later. But you've also got, you know, you've got the rides. If you're really feeling dangerous, wanting to get on some, you know. Janky portable roller coasters and whatnot.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, all that fun stuff. That's all free with your admission. The grandstand events, the petting zoo, there's a, you know, the 4-H exhibits and all that fun stuff. If you're into the like the farming stuff and the animals and whatnot, there's plenty of stuff to do here. That's for sure. Bunch of different food options and things. I've already made my annual pilgrimage to the Lion's Den there, where the Imlay City Lions sell their burgers and chili cheese fries and all that good, amazing stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from that stuff. I know at least one time this week I'm going to be indulging on that. And I might stop into the beer tent. You know, I don't want to be rude.
You? Beer tent? No.
No, never.
You've never had a drink of alcohol in your life, sir.
You keep telling people that.
Well, someone's got to try and make you look good here because Lord knows it ain't going to be either of us.
I got a story of this guy that met a girl on Hinge. You want to hear it real quick?
Sure.
He meets this woman on Hinge and a dating app.
And the woman was unhinged? But
He actually quite, yeah.
Quite, yeah.
Yeah. He meets up for dinner with this friend, and she brings a friend. She brings a friend. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's thinking, okay, you know, no biggie. Some people want to bring another woman just kind of feel like, you know, safe and everything else. They both sit there and eat the surf and turf, the most expensive stuff on the menu, and completely ignore him in all the conversations. He knows he's being taken for a ride. He dined and dashed.
Smart man.
Clever man dined and dashed on his Hinge date after realizing she and the friend she showed up with for the romantic evening was taking him through the ringer, thinking he would foot the costly bill. TikToker, whose username is Johnny America, probably recounted that he abruptly left the duo behind when they started ordering surf and turf and a handful of drinks at a local hibachi restaurant. And Johnny claimed he reached out to the women about meeting up for, about to the woman, just one of them, meeting up for a lunch on a first date after they had matched on the dating app Hinge, thinking it would be something casual. His date agreed, but she requested that they go out to hibachi. Johnny revealed in a viral post on Wednesday, I got there to meet this girl for hibachi, and she brings a friend with her. And he's like, hey, would it be cool if my friend just jumps in with us? And you know, most guys would be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He says, I guess. She's already here, and what was I going to tell her? To go away?
Yes, that's what you tell her. Or better yet, you tell her, I'm going away.
Or that's how a lot of romantic stories go. I was there to meet somebody. Then she brought a friend, and I ended up meeting a friend, and now we're married, and we're going to be a murder-suicide any day now.
Wow.
Johnny said he started talking with his date when the woman and her friend ordered a bunch of drinks, quote-unquote. And still trying to remain cordial, he bit his tongue and didn't say anything. Later, the chef asked the content creator what he wanted for his meal and ordered a simple chicken and rice dish, while the girls opted for the often pricey surf and turf consisting of seafood and meat. These girls think I'm stupid. I'm not, Johnny explained. And then he took off.
He got them, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was claiming they would continue to hang out and talk while they ate their meal, but he knew what was going on the whole time. He ditched the brazen pair when the chef asked if they would like the bill split up, to which the girls responded, all on one. So I tell her, hey, do me a favor. Will you just box my food up real quick? I'm going to go to the restroom. She goes, yeah, no problem. And he left.
You know, the word hero is really often overused these days.
Guess where I went? I didn't go to the restroom. I went in my car and went home. You think I'm stupid? I'm not. You paid my bill. Thanks. In a follow-up video, he said he returned to hibachi restaurant the next day to ensure the tab was paid. He said they found the same chef who served them and said they paid their bill, but they paid the bill, but they didn't pay. What does that make sense? The chef told him that about 30 minutes of the girl sitting around, another man came and paid the tab. Oh, they found another sucker.
Oh, no.
There's no saving them. That's not good, people. Johnny said before ending the video, noting he slipped the chef a $20 bill for the trouble. So at least he did that.
Oh, yeah, so he did the right thing. Like, I don't blame the guy for walking out on the tab. Like,
the audacity of these women.
Like, here, we're going to show up and order the most expensive thing on the menu, and we're going to make you pay for it. Like, and you're not even getting any out of it?
No, he didn't give himself any chance. He ducked out, but he probably wasn't. They were probably TikTokers, too. Hi, we're going to get this guy to pay for our meal. We're going to go for the most expensive stuff. We're going to get drinks, and then we're just going to ditch him. And then it was like, he went to the bathroom. He's not coming back. Anyway, hit like and subscribe. He's still not back, huh? All right.
The unfortunate
Good.
Part of that
gold
is
gold diggers.
The unfortunate part of that is that they found someone else to pick up the tab, though.
Yeah, because in my mind, I would have liked to have seen them, like, you know, washing dishes.
Right. Is that a thing places actually do?
I've never heard of that. They'd probably call the police before anything.
I would imagine so.
Yep.
I don't see that being quite the way that turns. You know, there's other ways you can earn your dinner, if you know what I'm saying.
And then they'd say no. Like, can you believe he's... You should pay for the whole thing of just how terrible you made us feel.
You know, I'm sure they did that, too. I'm
trying to make you feel good.
But, you know, apparently you just weren't having any of
that. Yeah, how about your friend? Is she good to go?
Oh, we are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Here's Big Donut, Surf and Turf at Solid State Radio. Phoenix, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. We are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair here in beautiful Imlay City, Michigan.
The popcorn smell is just killing me. I love it. You hate popcorn. I love popcorn.
I hate it with every fiber of my being. But the good folks over at Coulter Real Estate are... They bring out their popcorn wagon for, like, every event ever.
Oh, yeah. They set up in downtown Lapeer. There's one time they had that going on, I want to say, I don't know what it was. Anyway, I could smell it in the studio. I'm like, I got to go get me some popcorn.
Yeah, you were just all about that
stuff. I love popcorn. You don't like popcorn because you used to work in a theater.
Well, that's part of it. It's a long storied, like, thing of, like,
yeah, you don't like popcorn because you used to work in a theater. You don't like ham because you used to work at a pizzeria.
Here he goes.
Rachel's happy you're not a gynecologist.
And I'm happy we're not on FM today. We will be tomorrow, though.
Just to get it all out of my system now.
He has to, or otherwise he's just going to burst.
Well, we're also across the way from WMPC.
Yeah, throw all the jokes over at Gospel 1230's expense. I like it. They know what they're getting into when we come around.
They're good sports.
They are. Someone's got to be. We are going to be, however, on FM tomorrow. We're going to be on from 3 until 6 over on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Of course, you're listening to us on Solid State Radio now. We'll still be here normal hours this week, but we're on WTGV tomorrow from 3 till 6. I believe we're on Thursday from whenever the Tiger game gets done until 6. And then Friday, we're back over on WMIC for happy hour from 5:30 till 7. Yeah, we're getting bonus time on the terrestrial waves this week, thanks to our good friends over at Milner Chevrolet in Imlay City and Kohler's Propane in Brown City, because no one gives you gas like Kohler's.
We are in the merchant. What do you call this? The merchant building. Merchant building, in the Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds. Come over and say hello. We're at the very end.
We may be the only people in this building that aren't actively trying to sell you something.
We're trying to sell you ourselves.
I don't even know if we're selling it would imply that we're not just giving it away.
I mean, if there's some businesses that... I guess we're selling ad space if some of these businesses want to advertise with us.
That'd
be fine.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We can sell a water purifying machine or knives or, you know, whatever.
Gutters or, you know...
Gutters. Oh, yeah. We could sell the heck out of some gutters.
Especially up our way, because no one in our neighborhood has them, apparently.
Yeah, I bought a house without gutters. That was weird.
And we all kind of, like, most of that neighborhood, very few people actually do. And I have no idea why this is.
Columbiaville. We hate gutters.
But we apparently don't have a problem with just, you know, a great flood just seeping into our basements.
Well, mine was because I didn't put heat tape in, and my basement froze.
Yeah, see, I haven't had that problem, thankfully. We just had a water heater go.
Ooh, yeah.
So if anyone out there works in the water heater business and would like some reasonable advertising time on a radio station and can do a job that I can personally endorse, please get a hold of me. I'm serious. I haven't had hot water in 2 weeks. I'm over this.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Because you don't stink.
Cold showers aren't fun, dude.
Oh, my God. Okay, yes. Folks, we're going to have – if you own a place that sells water heaters, give us a call. We can give you a crazy deal. This guy needs a warm shower.
Yeah, I seriously do. You have no idea. Y'all have no idea how desperately I need this in my life right now.
I thought I heard somebody screaming a couple blocks away.
You did. I mean, it helped that one of those weeks we were gone for like a whole weekend.
Yeah.
It's weird when you look forward to camping to be able to take an actual shower before you're home.
Poor guy. Well, we're going to get you fixed up.
God, I hope so. Oh, let's hit a break real quick. We'll come back. We'll give you your forecast for the rest of this fair week. It is Happy Hour Live from the Eastern Michigan State Fair on your local alternative, Solid State Radio.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need.
hot food,
cold drinks,
keno,
6 pool tables,
pinball,
darts,
air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadens Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadens Lounge.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy and the MAB.
The sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Before you dig in Michigan or put a shovel in the ground, you gotta call Miss Dig
811.
They'll have the pros look around. Before you dig that garden in the sun, keep yourself safe, dial 811. It's a law that keeps you safe and your project sound from all of the dangers that are hidden underground. Keep your digging in Michigan safe and fun. Call Miss Dig 811. Keep digging in Michigan safe and fun. Call Miss Dig 811.
Sponsored by Miss Dig 811 and the MAB.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit?
Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free, confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hey group, it's Uncle Salem here. Join me every Saturday on SolidStateRadio.net and every Thursday on Spock Rock Radio for Blank Generation. Punk, metal, weirdness, and all kinds of mayhem. See you there, 6 p.m. Saturday.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
I'm Julie Lopez with Crime Stoppers. Have you ever wondered what to do if you have information about a crime or the whereabouts of a felony fugitive and you want the police to know but you need to remain anonymous? Well, here's what you can do. You can go to p3tips.com or download the mobile app. You can go to Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County's Facebook page and click on the Leave an Anonymous Tip tab, or you can call 1-800-422-JAIL. All methods are anonymous, and if your help leads to a felony arrest, you may be eligible for a cash reward. Remember, your voice matters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Solid State weather for the rest of the afternoon. You're looking at, for the most part, partly cloudy skies the rest of the way today. The first big batch of thunderstorms is now well on its way past Lake Sandusky and off to the Thumb Coast. You've got another line of storms stretching from north of Mount Pleasant down south through about the Lansing area, and that will probably hit, if it makes it out this way, should hit sometime in the 8 o'clock hour tonight, but it looks like that even might avoid Lapeer, Genesee, and St. Atlanta counties by the time all is said and done. But there is still that possibility to keep in mind. High today getting up to around 77. Tonight, partial cloudiness, early scattered showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours with a low around 65. Another round of storms expected to hit sometime between about 1 and 2 this morning. Possible morning showers today, or tomorrow, sorry. So a shower or two possible early in the morning tomorrow. Should be done by about 10 a.m., clearing up. Partly cloudy skies in the afternoon with a high of 77 and a low of 57. Then for Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, the high of 78 and low of 53. And then straight up sunny for Friday, high of 80, low of 57. Right now, 84 in Flint, 83 in the Tri-City, 73 in downtown Sandusky, and 78 right now in lovely downtown Imlay City at the Eastern Michigan State Fairgrounds under partly cloudy skies, where we are live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Here's White Stripes, your local alternative. Happy hour live at the Eastern Michigan State Fair, your local alternative, Solid State Radio.
That squeal that you probably heard when you get home is Rachel realizing that it's 100 days till Halloween today.
It's that close already?
100 days, yeah.
I mean, she's already preparing for it because she's always already preparing for it. It could literally be November 1st. She's already planning for next Halloween.
she loves the holiday, and I don't blame her. But, man, this whole year, not just the summer, but this whole year is just flying by.
Really is.
Monster trucks, they've been revving up like crazy out there.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on tonight?
You can hear it from in here. I'm amazed we can hear each other over it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And then tomorrow is the rodeo. This is all taking place in the grandstands here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair. Figure 8 trailer racing going on Thursday, July 25th. Bump and run on July 26th on Friday, and then on Saturday, just forget the bump and run, forget the figure eight. It's just a full-on demolition derby.
It'd be a great time.
I love that kind of stuff.
I know. I rather do too. You could have asked for a better week to be doing this.
Yeah, not as much as I love Michigan-made music though.
Oh yeah, you kind of like that. You're a bit of a fan of that stuff.
I really am. It's a two for Tuesday on sessions, so double shots from some of your favorite Michigan artists doing it live today. I'm not in the bunker. I'm not in the studio. Doing it live.
Yeah, in front of people.
We're doing it live.
We'll do it live
right here at the Eastern Michigan State Fair in Imlay City. Come by and stop by and say hi.
Right? We're already getting requests. We've gotten two requests already for this week's live editions of sessions.
Yeah, that's good. I like
Drew,
to hear that.
Mr. Drew Duffney from the Blarney Hour sent you a request.
Yeah, Four Tops.
The Four Tops. And we got a request for a Michigan-made metal band.
Yes.
And I did go and pull the lyrics on it. It is FCC friendly.
Okay, that's good.
So at some point this week, we had a request for Black Dahlia Murder.
Yeah. And I'm sure I have no problem playing that tomorrow, but I don't have two songs, so I can't. They don't qualify for a double shot, so it happens.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But as I tongue-tied myself.
Don't you just hate when that happens?
I mean, I think it's the atmosphere. In the studio, no problem. Here, I'm just like, I'm easily distracted. Like,
there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Wow, look at the bird. I forgot I was talking.
Forgot I was supposed to be doing radio. I mean, that's us half the time in studio, too.
Right.
I thought you were going to say it was the alcohol, which.
No, maybe that's my problem is I have no alcohol.
We can fix that. It's not like we're not at a fair that has a beer tent. We can fix that. We can get you drunk in no time.
No, no. I do got to drive home, but I am looking forward to some at some point this week.
Oh, we will be absolutely hanging out in the beer tent. I don't know if any of our...
I like a good old-fashioned beer tent.
As do I. I don't know if any of our crew from up north at WMIC and WTGV will be joining us for Friday.
Oh, we could get
which,
any.
Which, by the way, programming note, this show will be on the Thumbs Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV tomorrow afternoon from 3 until 6. Don't worry, we're saving all the good content for then.
Yes.
For real and stuff. Then we'll be on Thursday until 6, starting whenever the Tigers wrap up on WTGV. And then Friday, we're back in our normal home base at WMIC from 5:30 to 7. And you'll hear us every day on Solid State starting at 3, whether you like it or not.
Yes, right.
But if we do manage to get them down here, we're getting them into the beer tent. They're drinking with us, one way or the other.
Well, this place has, I mean, every place else is like a tent. This is like a solid fixture that they put together just for this week. And there's some other things that go on during the summer, but it is the coolest beer tent I've ever been in.
Yeah, this is a permanent setup, man.
It has great view of the grandstand, so you can see everything that's going on and have a beer.
Most importantly, have the beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And watch somebody get bucked off of a bull. I mean, that's a win-win.
It really, I mean, you can't beat that.
I mean, oh, yeah, I am that one guy that roots for the bull.
We both root for the bull, let's be honest here.
How much trouble would we get into? Have a big old sign that says, go, bull, go.
I think we'd probably be fine.
Wear our bulls jerseys. And
because if we're to be honest here, we're all kind of feeling that way. On that note, though, we got to go. Sessions is up next. All being well, I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.